April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Today we'll hear from Christine Sari, a local writer and visual artist here in Marquette, Michigan, who'll read poetry about her grandmother and her experiences in World War II as a refugee.
I'm reading a series of poems about my grandmother, who was a refugee as a result of World War II. These memories of my grandmother are very visceral right now because of all the refugee stories that we hear in the news. And so it feels very personal to me. Exodus, June 26, 1945. The people of Nebush had 1/2 hour to leave behind all they loved, to say goodbye to their houses and gardens, to the life they had known. They had planned for eviction, but 1/2 hour was not enough time. They hitched cows to their wagons, heaved suitcases onto tractors, loaded mattresses, stowed feather beds. They took boxes of family photographs, jars of canned fruit to sustain them. They grabbed whatever they could in the short time allowed. They left behind cupboards and aprons, the pictures on their walls, the pigs in their stables, the dogs they could not feed. They left the doors open. Why bother to lock them? They knew they would not be back. Margarete carried her suitcase, documents, jewelry, underwear, and a sweater. All else she had lost in the fire. Now she was perched on top of a wagon amidst cages of chickens and ducks, grateful she would not have to walk. As the wagons pulled out, she looked back, watched the place she loved slowly recede. The place where her daughter's school stood, the place where her mother lay buried, the place where her dahlias bloomed. The last thing she could see in the distance, the tower of her brother's church. Now no one was left to ring the bell. The trek. For weeks they walked through the wasteland of a lost war, past burned-out tanks, deserted farms, and overgrown gardens. They walked in drenching rain. They walked in stinging sun. They walked on clogged roads, always moving west. They slept in deserted barns, sitting on chairs, on mattresses spread on the floor. Here and there, a kind soul ladled warm soup, offered dry clothing, said a consoling word. At the new border, Polish guards took all their belongings, confiscated vehicles, animals and supplies, everything they could not carry by hand. Outside Berlin, Margarete and her brother left the group in search of their sister Martha, who lived somewhere in this city. They rested in a soiled cattle car, then tried to find their way, their hearts trembling with hope. Whole streets lay in rubble. The landmarks were missing. It all looked so foreign in the state of destruction. In the end, they found the location and Martha's house standing amidst ruins. Margarete knew her sister could be unkind. But these are not ordinary times, she thought. We all need each other, especially now. Their sister looked through the peephole and did not open the door. Refugee life, summer 1947. Hilde slowly opens the door at the top of the stairs. An old woman sits at a table, peeling potatoes, her face swollen, her dress in tatters, her sweater torn, only slippers, no shoes. the tiny room cramped, stifling hot from the wood fire. Hilda rips open the window. Paul is afraid of the draft, her mother says, and gulps in the air. Is this how you have lived for 2 years? Why did you not tell us? My child, why would I worry you? There's nothing you could have done. Paul is out looking for food, mostly bread. It bloats my body. The doctor has been here. The medication makes me pee buckets. The toilet is out in the hallway, so far to walk. Hilda wants to scream. I'll get you out of here. You must hold on, Mother. I will get you out. Ground coffee. The last days of her life, Margarete Dahle slept in sheets sent by her daughter Hilde. She had had no bedding for 2 years of her refugee life. I had forgotten how glorious it is to sleep in sheets, she wrote. Fresh sheets and the hope for a visit from Anna, her Austrian daughter, were her great joy before her heart gave out suddenly. Among her mother's meager belongings, Hilde found a package. The ground coffee she had sent to strengthen her mother's heart and nourish her soul. Her mother had saved it for Anna's visit, said a note.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm producer and host Kurt Hosworth. Thanks for listening.